Welcome to Uncharted Living. We're your hosts, Christine, Rebecca, and Ty. We are life coaches who are committed to the road less traveled. Join us each week for thought-provoking and entertaining conversations, all designed to help you create your own map. Uncharted Living. It's just the beginning. Don't be afraid to get life started. Jump off the map. Hello, fellow humans. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Uncharted Living. Today, we have a quick and fun episode that we are calling Snuggle Day. My sister recently told me that her company brings dogs and cats from the Humane Society for employees to snuggle and hopefully adopt. They call it Snuggle Day, and of course, our hearts were melting, and we thought it would be a great opportunity to talk about creating your own Snuggle Day. This is not just about physical snuggles. We definitely know that many of our fellow humans are like, don't touch me at all. But this is about things, experiences, and sounds that you can turn to on the regular to create feelings of happiness and joy. Thanks for joining us on Make Your Own Snuggle Day. Let's get started. Becca, tell us about your curated Snuggle Day.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Becca.
I'm so excited for this one. My wife and I have a version of this that we call Do Nothing Day.
Yes.
Love it. And this came about during the pandemic. We're both entrepreneurs. At the time, we were also managing a 70-acre ranch. We were the caretakers on this property. And so as you can imagine, there was like things to do all of the time. So we felt like at some point we were working from home, we were working on this property, and like eventually we were like, there's no end in sight. Like there's always going to be something to do. So let's schedule a do nothing day in advance and put some parameters around it so that we can protect some rest and bring some rest and like rejuvenation into. We would schedule out usually about a month in advance based on what we had going on, but we would take a Saturday or a Sunday because that worked best for us. We would literally block off the entire day. And so we would put it on both of our calendars and it was a do nothing day. And so we scheduled it, we protected it, we didn't make any plans with anyone else. And then we just like woke up and did whatever we wanted.
Awesome.
So some days that looked like being outside because it was beautiful and we wanted to be outside. Other days that looked like if it was raining, put a fire in the fireplace, have a movie marathon, watch all of the Harry Potter movies that we could cram into one day, eat popcorn. I mean, you name it. So we just kind of allowed it to flow with whatever. I just highly recommend it.
Awesome. I want to come to that snuggle day. That sounds fun.
Snuggle day.
Yeah. How about you, Ty? What's in your snuggle day?
My snuggle day, like Becca's, has no plans and beyond that, no expectations. So for me, we do the same thing. Once in a while, we call it Wives Day off. So it's our day off. My wife, Heather, and I X everything out of our joint calendar. And what I think is the most important for me is I don't expect some sort of adventure. I don't expect some sort of like deep rest realization kind of awakening. I just don't expect anything. All I'm expecting is not to do my daily routine.
Yeah.
So then, because I feel that when I have even the slightest expectation of getting something accomplished or getting some huge rejuvenation, that around 5 or 6, I start to get real sad. Yeah. Because you can always make a list of what you didn't get accomplished, right? That's really easy place to go. And that's the opposite of a snuggle day for me. So my big neon sign is no expectations. Anything that happens was what was supposed to happen. And don't start making those lists in your head of what didn't happen. What do you think, Christine?
I love that. The freedom to make whatever choice you want in that day where nothing is wrong. There's no wrong choice. The freedom of that is as good as a snuggle for sure. Mine, it's funny, as we were preparing for this and I had sent you guys the picture, my snuggle day, my like perfect snuggle day actually just sort of came together a little bit naturally the other night. I was laying in bed. I had a weighted blanket on, which I like am obsessed with now. My cat was like laying on top of the weighted blanket, making it extra weighted. So instead of a 15-pound weight, it is now a 25-pound weight. And then my dog was like snuggled right up next to me, but I was the only human in the room. And so I think that was good too. I just had the pets and myself and my bed and the weighted blanket. And I had a, you know, conspiracy movie playing, which was about the Malaysian airplane. Where the heck is that plane, by the way? People, let us know. We want to know. You know, we don't know. And snacks. And I just thought, yeah. What?
In your version, this is like blowing my mind. So you didn't have a snuggle day. You just had a snuggle time. Like yes. It didn't have to be like what Becca and I are saying are like, X out the day, hold the space for 1 month, like protect it with your life. Yeah. And you're meanwhile just like, okay, I'm just going to do that right now, right here, because I can.
I think the biggest thing was just realizing, and it maybe I wouldn't have realized if we hadn't been preparing, but it was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy right now. I have such feelings of joy and contentment. And it's everything that's right here. I didn't really have to do anything extra. And it only needed to be in that, you know, hour or so that I was watching. So it was great. And then really another version of that for me is, you know, my kids, even though they're teenagers and so much, you know, taller than we are, they love to like have a whole family, you know, family in the bed kind of thing. And so they love to like sprawl out. And then of course, like the pets are there too. And we're watching something, we're just like laughing. And those are really good feelings. So this is like a little bit more of a literal thing, but I would encourage our listeners to just think about things throughout the day that may even happen naturally. That you say, you know what, this is giving me really good feelings, as if I'm snuggling a puppy from the Humane Society. And maybe I can recreate that at some point. But the lack of things is also good. I love that we're talking about a couple of different ways. What else do you guys got for your list?
One way is to put it on the calendar. Another way is to let it just float into your harbor and go, oh, some snuggle time. I mean, that's what you're describing, Christine.
Yeah, the awareness of it. The awareness and then capturing that and saying, is this something I could actually recreate? So it's just more about, again, we talk a lot about feelings in your body and how does it's like, you know what? The world is just right. I mean, other than they can't find that plane. God, where is it? Like, but
one thing.
That's one thing. But otherwise it was a perfect little like snuggle time. So,
what you're describing is also like this idea. So much of what happens in my brain when I have those opportunities, if I don't plan for it, my brain will jump in and make me feel guilty for not doing the thing. So for me, that's why scheduling in advance really works, because then it's like, this is what I've planned on. And so the guilt around not going to my task list or not doing the million things that are right there that I could be doing is gone. Mm-hmm. But what you're highlighting is like taking that into smaller moments where you can get yourself into that place of inner freedom regularly, but without the like having to plan so far in advance for it. I love it.
Well, and
for everybody at home, you know, that's what works for you.
Well, and you can use the justification. So if like watching a movie or a show is your, you know, is part of your snuggle day, we on the podcast here are giving you the permission. We are asking you to put that on your to-do list. So I think I didn't feel guilty at all because my sister had told me I had to watch that show. So I wasn't going to do anything else until I watched that show. She insisted I needed to watch it. And so it was a to-do list anyway. So mm-hmm. If our listeners feel like you need permission, go watch whatever you want. And Rebecca, Ty, and Christine told you you needed to. And if that helps clear your mind from thinking that you need to be doing something else, you don't.
Exactly. Because I mean, that reminds me of the NAP ministry and this movement of rest, mm-hmm. right? Don't we have to give ourselves and each other permission to rest just to combat this kind of hustle culture every day? Isn't that kind of what we have to do to save ourselves at this point? I mean, beyond saving the plane, I get the plane is missing, but to just save our damn selves, at what point? I think Becca and I are like, the ticker is always ticking. There's always more to do. And this snuggle day for our listeners is our gift to you, is, you know, put it in your pocket and it's like your get out of jail free card. Like once in a damn while, you get to take an hour, you get to take a day, you get to take a weekend, you get to take a month off if you can, and maybe get out of your routine and maybe not, maybe hold some new boundaries. For us, for my family, we love to pair it with holidays when no one's bugging us. So, you know, Becca and Lindsay have their own businesses. Myself and my wife have our own businesses. So we're always on the damn clock. I mean, people text us at 10 p.m. on the regular for any old thing. And I am so grateful that we both get to do what we love. But sometimes you need a damn break from the people. And so a lot of times our snuggle day, our day off is, you know, on 4th of July when everyone's partying and no one's going to text us about work. And we're just home blasting a movie. That's like a movie marathon because the dogs get so wound up because of the fireworks near our house. But it's always a built-in day. And if you're a person who needs a built-in day to just say no, it's just like, nope, can't go. And then nobody calls you on the 4th of July, you guys.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Right. So you just referenced the NAP ministry. That's Trisha Hersey. She's incredible and amazing for everybody at home. If you haven't yet heard of her, you need to. She's wonderful and amazing. Go check her out. She uses rest as a racial and social justice avenue. So it's a really interesting conversation that she's spearheading really in a lot of ways. So this is just one way to add to that piece.
I want to ask you guys another thing. When I was thinking about the snuggle day, and in my mind, it kind of goes together with unplugging, and in the spirit of snuggle day, I don't like a lot of rules like no screens, lock your phones in a box. But what I will say is on a snuggle day, maybe read a book with paper pages or a magazine or a newspaper or something that you can feel and turn and touch and put. I mean, it's crazy how much I forgot about how satisfying paper is and beautiful, a coffee table book can be. I mean, just to look through it. I mean, that's what I used to do as a kid. We didn't have the internet.
No, we didn't, people.
Right? I mean, pretend it's, a million years ago and actually look at the shelves of your bookshelves and go through them, take some freaking books off, books that you forgot about, books that are not even yours, maybe your roommates or your friends or your parents. But it sounds so simple, but the easiest things are simple. In my uncharted world, from all our fellow humans, sometimes you just need the simplest place to start. And sometimes for me, that's paper. What about you guys?
I also like to know that we have food in the house beforehand. Mm-hmm. Like my wife will tell you, I get a little, I'm like, what are we going to eat at the next meal? Like I need to, I like know what I'm eating because I love to eat. So for me, that's something that like when I'm, when I feel like I've got all the things I need around me, I can really relax and like settle into just doing nothing and resting. So could be reading, could be, you know, we do. Yeah. That's a great opportunity to get caught up on shows. Sometimes because I'm an introvert and Lindsay's an extrovert, there are some times where I even ask for solo time within our do nothing day. So I'm like, I'm going to do my own thing until 11 a.m. or 1 p.m. and then we'll come back together and then do something together. So you can, you know, figure out what works for you. If you have roommates, maybe you, you know, just let them know you're going to be in your room or whatever it is, like whatever the situation for you looks like, whatever your dream of doing nothing and snuggling, maybe just with yourself under blankets is beautiful and wonderful. Yeah. It all gets to be just as it is.
Becca, when you schedule your personal time, what do you tend to want to do?
I read and journal usually. I'm like,
oh, good.
Yeah, just in a solo space. It might be on like a corner of the couch. You know, sometimes I meditate, but if I'm also not feeling up to it, I just allow myself to journal and process.
That's good.
That's awesome.
What's going on? Yeah.
I love to just sit and read outside. That's a perfect day for me for several hours. And then I need some pet time and some kid time and some husband time, but, and then call my sister and then maybe do some yoga. And that's like a perfect, that's better than anything for me. But part of it is the alone time. And, you know, Miley Cyrus, you know, wise woman as she is, says she can buy herself flowers and hold her own hand and talk to herself. And we can do that too, right? We
can
all be empowered to have our own snuggle day by ourselves without someone actually giving us snuggles.
Yeah. And Christine, you've empowered me to think about it in terms of smaller increments. That I'm going to take that idea because that concept just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like rest during the day. You want me to like rest? That's okay. That's amazing.
Yes. It's on your to-do list. We're telling you need to. And watch something cool and talk to whoever and connect. Well, thank you, fellow listeners, for joining us on another episode. We would love to hear how you are going to be curating your own snuggle days. And we'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you so much for spending another week with us. Follow us at Uncharted Living Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And please like and share this episode with your favorite fellow human. Uncharted.